I want to talk with you for a few moments about ancestry, specifically your ancestry and mine. There are over 10,000 or so believers of the past that have been declared saints by the Roman Catholic Church. It's estimated that the Eastern Orthodox churches list tens of thousands of men and women who have given their all and have been declared saints throughout the time of the church. It's common among Christians to refer to those who have died and have gone to be with the Lord as the saints. And we read a passage a little earlier, and I want to read it to you again, or part of it anyway, from Revelation chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. And John is writing, and he says, "And after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, and all tribes, and peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and forever. Amen." So how many of those saints are there in heaven? And of course, we realize that it says there's more than you can count. Abraham had a promise made to him that his descendants, I'm sure he thought at the time his physical descendants, but I think the Lord was probably including them, but also the spiritual descendants of Abraham, of which we are. And he was told that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky or the grains of sand on the beach. And that's a lot. Even Hebrews lists some people that we need to remember. There's Abel, there's Enoch, there's Noah, there's Abraham, there's Sarah. This is in Hebrews 11. And remember Jacob, and Joseph, and Moses, and Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. A whole chapter is given to those to remember. Protestants, they may not call them saints, but they have those too who are considered worthy of remembrance and imitation. And who are some of those? Well, there's also tens of thousands of those, because we have 48,000 denominations on this earth. But here's just a few that have been listed through the years. Martin Luther, John and Charles Wesley, Thomas Cranmer, D.L. Moody, John Knox, John Calvin, Billy Sunday, Billy Graham are just a very few who come to mind. There are even passages in the Old Testament that contain genealogies that call for remembrance. It is there that we discover that one ancestor of Jesus was a prostitute, and another ancestor was the greatest king who ever ruled Israel, David. On September 11th, for the past 22 years, the names of all of the 9/11 victims are read. It takes 3 hours to read the nearly 3,000 names. Now, we remember these people and many more because we should. It's right that we should do so. A number of years ago, when I was in a different denomination, probably, I don't know, 35, 38 years ago now, I was contacted by the chaplain's division, military chaplain's division of that denomination, and I was asked if I would be a contact chaplain for the military bases that were in Atlanta or the surrounding area, because they had a shortage of military chaplains, and they could call on certain pastors if there was a need. And I volunteered. Well, they sent me a packet of information to fill out and all this stuff I had to do. So I sent it back. But one of those things that I had to do was to write a spiritual biography. And so I did. About 2 weeks after I mailed it, I got it back. And there was a note with it that said, "This was very interesting reading, and God certainly has been with you. However, we fail to believe that you are who you are and you got where you are by your own strength. Please rewrite this and include the names of the people who helped you along the way and how you were helped." And I did. And names came to mind that I'd forgotten about, of people who had done things for me and people who had been examples to me. And some people who, they never knew that I looked to them, but I did, and they helped me along the way. Some helped with words of encouragement. And even I even had to give thanks for some who were my adversaries. Because of them, I learned some things that were important for me to learn. It's important to remember. Part of the reason that we remember is that we want to recognize their legacy. They came before us, and we stand on their shoulders. That's true politically, nationally, spiritually, in our own genealogy, our own lives. I have a great-great-grandfather whose name was Alexander Epps. He was a sharecropper who came to Northeast Tennessee from North Carolina. He owned nothing, and he worked other people's land for a share of the crops to feed his family. He and his wives, one died and he remarried, he and his wives had 15 children. They lived most likely in a small shack, 15 plus two adults, with no running water, of course, no electricity, no lights other than an oil lamp. It's possible that their floor was dirt. They cooked by fire, having chopped wood. It's also how they heated themselves in the wintertime. And as people of their stature did in that day, they used an outhouse. They were poor, dirt poor. The wife to whom my great-grandfather Calvin was born was named Barbara Adeline Heck. To him, to Alexander and his wife Barbara, to Calvin and his wife was born William Epps Sr., my grandfather, who was the father of my father, William Jr. My three sons, 11 grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren all owe their lives to Alexander and Barbara. Without them, none of us would exist. But with each passing generation, the offspring that came gradually became better educated, more skilled, more prosperous. But all of us in that family, which would include my brother and his family and all of the cousins, I don't know how many 15 would give rise to. But all of us came from poor people in a place called Poor Valley in the Appalachian Mountains of Northeast Tennessee. And before that, there were others whose names I'm learning. And the same is true for us all. We all owe our existence, our physical existence, to those people that we may never know about and probably don't know about most of them. And the same is true spiritually. Now, I've not suffered greatly as a Christian, but many of our spiritual ancestors did suffer. Some lost everything they owned. Some had to relocate because of persecution. Some were tortured. Some were martyred. Some had a very difficult time. And we are their descendants. We are not descended from fearful or weak believers. This church is just slightly over 27 years old. Yet on your list, in your bulletin, there are 59 names, plus one that I will add at the end, 55 of whom had a direct impact on the birth, the life, the growth, the mission of this congregation. They attended, they served, they sang, some of them played, they ministered, they worshiped, they gave. All of them, every single one of them, received Holy Communion from this table, which has been first, well, or its predecessor, which was a takeaway table, a take-apart table at the funeral home. But for 27 years, everyone has received from this table. And for all of those years, everyone received communion or baptism, over 200 baptisms, as a part of this congregation. Some of the names that you see were baptized in this place. Some of them were married in this congregation. And most of them were honored in their funeral as a part of this congregation. There are more names that we could add of people who were apart, those who moved away, those who were transferred. But we had at some point in time to say, no, we're going to remember those who are part of this congregation at the time of their death, whether they were here for a day or for a lifetime. In Isaiah 46 and verse 9, this is a modern translation, the Lord commands, remember your history, your long and rich history. I am God, the only God you've ever had or ever will have, incomparable, irreplaceable, from the very beginning, telling you what the ending will be, all along letting you in on what is going to happen, assuring you, I'm in this for the long haul, and I'll do exactly what I set out to do. We also find that throughout the scriptures, the Lord invites his people to examine their history. He has people build monuments so that when they come this way again and they have a new generation with them, they can tell the new generation, here's what happened here on the banks of the Jordan. And out there in the middle, there's a monument there. They told the stories so that their children and grandchildren would know what God had done. We live in a society that increasingly disparages its own history. Or it rewrites it to diminish those who had a part of the history of this land. this continent, or this hemisphere. Many believers have very little knowledge of the history of the Christian faith, and thus they have nothing to remember. But today, we will do some remembering. The book of Sirach, also known as Ecclesiasticus, is a Jewish work. It was written in Hebrew and consists of ethical teachings and admonitions, and was written from 200 to 175 BC. That's in the intertestamental period between the Old Testament and the New. See, if you don't know your history, you'll think nothing happened between Malachi and Matthew. But a lot happened. This is a portion of chapter 44. Let us now praise famous men and our fathers and their generations. The Lord apportioned to them great glory, His majesty from the beginning. There were those who ruled in their kingdoms and were men renowned for their power, giving counsel by their understanding and proclaiming prophecies, leaders of the people in their deliberations and in understanding of learning for the people, wise words of instruction. There were those who composed musical tunes and set forth verses in writing. Rich men furnished with resources, living peaceably in their habitations. All these were honored in their generation and were the glory of their times. There are some of them who have left a name so that men declare their praise. And there are some who have no memorial, who have perished as though they had not lived. They have become as though they had not been born, and so have their children after them. But these were men of mercy, whose righteous deeds have not been forgotten. Their prosperity will remain with their descendants and their inheritance to their children's children. Their descendants stand by the covenants. Their children also for their sake. Their posterity will continue forever, and their glory will not be blotted out. Their bodies were buried in peace, and their name lives to all generation. People will declare their wisdom, and the congregation proclaims their praise. Once a year, on All Saints Sunday, we remember. And in the midst of this congregation, we honor and praise those on whose shoulders we and future generations stand. So I'm going to ask you to stand for a few minutes, if you're able. If you're not, that's fine. Lord, we remember Tom Hennessy, Ruby Hester, Pat Kanjimi, Barbara Osborne, Maudie Mahaffey, Rosalie Christensen, Jim McMullen, Dwight Cannon, Carol Ross, Mary Ann Black, Brady Birch, Don Mustick, William Gatlin, Kenneth Turner, David Dalton, Beau Hester, Christine Shelton, Patty McMullen, Helen Dukas, Dorothy Marhefka, Dottie Bantley, Maria Seyfried, Steve Williams, Dean Nilges, Steve Kramer, Francis Brungbach, Teresa Hanley, Blanche Faulkner, Helen Leidig, Gianna Epps, Sue Jantosiak, Seth Dickinson, John Faulkner, Dale Bullock, Angela McCarriger, Susie Cannon, Betty Bullock, Dale Fearon, Dr. Kent Ford, Dr. Judy Massey, Maud Faulkner, Virginia Fretwell, Edwin Ned Fretwell, Jan Gossett. Thad Jenkins, Diane Settle, Olivia McGee, Russ Hanley, Richard Lowry, Melody Epps Booth, Edwin Gardner Sr., and the clergy of the diocese, including those who were the Reverend Canon Gene Foreman, Reverend Father Ron Clemmer, Reverend Canon Jim Lim Anderson, the Most Reverend John Holloway, the Venerable Bill Shelton, Reverend Canon Joe Hassel, the Reverend Canon William Bill Darwin, the Reverend Canon Paul Massey, the Reverend Canon James Taylor. Thank you, Lord, for these who have been part of our life, even though we may not have known them. Because they were a part here, they're a part of all that we do. We thank you that they are now joined with that great throng of which no man can number and who praise you continually. May you help us as we remember those in our lives, family, friends, teachers, others, on whose shoulders we stand, who influenced us along the way. And may you grant everlasting peace and joy to all your saints. In Jesus' name, amen.